Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy Lesperance. Our guests today are the Ranallo Tapia duo, Mexican pianist Yolanda Tapia. Hello.
Hello.
And American guitarist Lenny Ranallo.
Hi.
Well, the duo will be performing a recital in Dendrino's Chapel and Recital Hall on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Lenny, you are here as the interim guitar faculty this semester.
Yes.
At Interlochen, while Matthew Cochran is on sabbatical. How's it going so far?
Oh, it's going great. The students are wonderful and extremely talented, so I'm inspired by them every day. And I hope they're learning a lot, but I am also learning a lot from this experience.
I'm sure that's usually the case for teachers through their whole career. And Yolanda, you're along for the ride because you two are not just a musical duo, you're also a married couple. Mm-hmm. So how's it going for you, Yolanda?
It's going well. I've had the chance to work on a lot of other projects that I have in Toronto, and I had the chance to go to Mexico for a little bit while we were we moved. So yeah, it's going great.
Oh, yeah, good. Luckily she got to go to Mexico in February, but
February, you missed so much good snow.
Yeah. I know.
There was so much of it. It was so fun.
It was a lot in January, and that's where
you've gotten enough. Yeah, but you're up in Canada, right?
Yes,
so
we live in
Canada.
Do
you get very much snow there?
Yeah, yes. We do get snow, but we live in Toronto, so we're actually more north here. We are 1 or 2 hours north here in Traverse City.
So can you tell me, what's your history as a piano and guitar duo?
Yeah, so we met at the Banff Center in Alberta as part of the Evolution Classical Music Residency there. It was for classical music ensembles that wanted to develop a project at the Banff Center during the summer of 2023. And so we were there with our individual projects. Yolanda was there with her Obsidiana duo, which is a great duo with a mezzo-soprano. And I was there with my guitar quartet called Quartet Malamatina. And that's how we became acquainted with one another.
Well, Lenny was living in Philly, mm-hmm. and I was going back to Toronto, and we were not sure how the relationship was going to work. And at some point, we also thought that it was a good idea to start a duo and start playing together.
It's a great excuse to travel if you can get some work around it. If you can plan a concert, then makes it easier to justify traveling back and forth, too.
What an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes.
Guitar, piano, duo music is not the most common combination that you hear. Did you have a hard time finding the kind of repertoire that you want to play?
Yeah, and we're still looking for new repertoire as well. But we decided on this Latin American repertoire, one, because the guitar has such a strong relationship with that repertoire. You know, many of our larger pieces come from Latin America, South America, and there's a major school of guitar playing that developed down there. A lot of the pieces that we enjoyed came from that repertoire, so that's how we kind of landed on that. But you're right that there are really not much going on with that.
So your concert on Sunday, will it focus mainly on Latin American guitar and piano repertoire?
Yes, it's going to be all Latin American music. So we're going to have some music from Mexico, Cuba, Argentina, and Brazil.
We are so lucky to have you performing for us today in Studio A. Can you tell us what piece you're going to play first for us?
Yes, absolutely. The first piece we're going to perform is called El Último Día. And it was written by two friends of mine. Their names are Agustin Salguero and Esteban Sacone, and they formed a duo as well. They have a duo in Argentina. We were looking for pieces to perform, and when I heard their music, I messaged my friend Agustin and asked him if he could notate this music for us, because they are a jazz duo and they do a lot of improvisation in their compositions. So he very kindly, both him and Esteban, decided to notate this music for us and send it to us. And then we premiered this at the Philadelphia Guitar Society last year.
That's great. So this is a brand new piece of music, really, in the notated form, not heard very many times. And here you are performing it in IPR's Studio A, El Último Día, or The Last Day. And we're listening to the Ranallo Tapia duo.
Mm-hmm.
we just heard the Ranallo Tapia duo performing El Último Día by Agustín Salguero and Esteban Saccone here in Studio A. That was absolutely beautiful. What I noticed about this piece of music is there's a real equality of parts. Each instrument has its own unique identity that's being asserted, but at the same time, they work together to form such a beautiful multi-textured experience, kind of like a marriage.
It's funny because, you know, we live together and everything, but it actually, we have to schedule our rehearsals, you know, because otherwise it bleeds too much into, oh yeah, we have this time. Oh, maybe after this we'll go rehearse, but it's better to like be like, oh, we're going to rehearse from 7 to 8:30 or whatever, so that it keeps everything on track. Otherwise, we get distracted or do something else, you know?
It's also worth mentioning that this recital lines up with our first year anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. Thank you. Is that on Sunday?
It's on Friday.
On Friday? Oh, yes. Happy anniversary. That's a great way to celebrate, I think.
I think so.
What better way is there?
I think so.
So you have to schedule your rehearsal time. Mm-hmm. Does it kind of work the other way? Do you sometimes find your music collaboration bleeding into your normal life, like having an idea in the middle of dinner and talking about that?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, just because the brain never stops thinking about the next project as well. But for sure, that does happen quite a bit.
Today we're talking with guitarist Lenny Ranallo and pianist Yolanda Tapia. The duo will be performing on Sunday in Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall on the Interlochen campus at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can find information about that at interlochenpublicradio.org/winter26 on our winter concert guide. You can also tune in via webcam to the concert on Sunday at interlochen.org/webcasts. Guitar and piano music was really popular in the 19th century in Europe as salon music, but you focus on a different time and place, Latin America of the 20th and 21st centuries. What draws you to that music?
Well, I think for me, it's kind of obvious is that I'm Mexican. But at the same time, it's been like a journey for me of doing more research about Latin American music and also trying to represent the good things about Mexico, bringing wonderful Mexican music that was written especially during the 20th century, because right at the time of salon music for Mexicans, it was forbidden, especially for folk musicians, to write in the folk style. And nationalism in Mexico arrived late, especially after the revolution. So it was very important for certain composers to bring up all of these colors and all of this identity about what is Mexican music and why was it forbidden during so much time in the late 19th century. When I left Mexico and I came to the U.S. specifically to study, I realized that I didn't play that much Mexican music growing up, maybe for the same reasons, because we are usually drawn to play and perform music by Western composers, and we neglect the ones that we have at home, unfortunately. So I think that during the last 20 years, there has been more research and more awareness about what Latin American composers have to offer.
Most of these composers that are on the program here are guitar-centric composers that have major works for guitar as well. So I was familiar with them, Leo Brouwer and Radames Nátaly. I play all of these pieces as solos in my repertoire. So it felt like such a nice connection when Yolanda had this, you know, the idea to bring these two things together, that for me it was very easy to slot in with that, just because I had that exposure with the music in the guitar repertoire.
Yeah, what a natural progression in every way, really.
Yeah.
As part of your mission statement, you say that you're committed to curating programs that blend classical, jazz, samba, Afro-Cuban, and other world music styles. What can we look forward to on Sunday's concert?
I think you can look for maybe all of those, because I feel like each one of the composers has taking a little bit of all of these styles and make it their own, especially the Nátaly and Esteban and Agustín. There's a lot of these influences. I mean, the Malva duo, they are jazz musicians who also have a classical background And they bring these two worlds together.
And I think it's very appropriate, I think, for a place like Interlaken, where you have these cross-genre collaborations all the time. You know, me as the guitar teacher just now, I'm working with the classical students, I'm working with jazz students, pop students. Anybody who just loves music will find something that aligns with their taste in this program, I think. There's some improvised moments in the El Último Día, and there are some other moments that are more jazzy and ñátali, more sort of 20th century jazz harmony, and something that's a bit more classical in the Ponce as well, a bit more high classical. So it just totally makes sense for me at this place to bring this type of program where, you know, all of these students are constantly being exposed to all the different types of music, and they all are so interested in it as well. I feel like it's very appropriate.
Well, I'm so excited for it. Can you give us another sample? What will you play for us next?
So the next one we're going to play is the third movement from the Sonatina number 2 by Radames Ñátali.
All right, here is the Ranallo Tapio duo performing Radames Ñátali's Sonatina number 2 final movement in Studio A.
Thank you.
how fresh. That was just so fun. I think it felt like spring. It felt like I was going on a drive down a sunny, dappled road and stopping for just indulgent leisure with some of those melodies and then hopping back in the car and then another little stop at a lookout point and hopping back in the car again. It was just so full of energy.
Yeah, it has a lot of movement to it, I think, with the chords and the melodies sort of bouncing in between the guitar and the piano. Mm.
That was, by the way, the final movement of the Sonatina No. 2 by Radames Natali, performed by the Rinaldo Tapia Duo, who are in Studio A with me today. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You can hear Lenny and Yolanda perform this Sunday at 2 in the intimate setting of Dendrino's Chapel at Interlaken. That concert will also be webcast. You can find the details on Classical IPR's Winter Concert Guide at interlakenpublicradio.org/winter26. Well, thank you so much, pianist Yolanda Tapia and guitarist Lenny Rinaldo, for the privilege of previewing a couple works planned for Sunday's recital. It was great having you here in Studio A. Oh,
thank you very much. Thank
you. And thanks to Jack Connors, who engineered this edition of Studio A. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Thanks for listening.